In our last session, we discussed two possibilities as to the connection between the first Halukha and the second Halukha. We discussed the opinion of the Radak, who says that when Hashem rules forever, then everyone's going to praise him. And that's what the second Mizmor, second Halukha is all about. Halukha ki tov zamer Elokeinu. The Al-Sheikh explains that the last line of the previous Halukha talks about a time of the Gula, the redemption. And now we're saying that even though we do not find ourselves in the time of redemption, still, Halukha ki tov zamer Elokeinu, we're still going to sing to God even if we find ourselves in Golos, because that's still the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's for our benefit. Now the Malbim has a different take. The Malbim says that the end of the last Halukha describes Yimloch Hashem la'olam Elokeich Tzion, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, divine providence, as the God of Tzion, is special watching over Klal Yisrael. And once we finish with this idea, this aspect of Hashgachas Hashem El Tzion, so this next Mizmor, says the Malbim, is Yichid Lazem Mizmor Bifnei Atzmo. We have an entire Mizmor that's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha towards Tzion, towards Yerushalayim, towards Klal Yisrael. In the last Halukha, Yimloch Hashem La'olam Elokeich Tzion L'dor V'dor Halukha, we're just simply giving Tehillah, we're giving praise to Hashem for His specific Hashgacha over Tzion. But now we're going to go in the next level. Because we're saying Halukha Ki Tov Zamer Elokeinu. That Zemer, says the Malbim, is sung over Tovos Ha'otfos B'Yeser Seis. Zemer is when there's just so much good, there's so much overflowing goodness. So we're moving from the Tehillah of Yimloch Hashem Lom Elokeich Tzion, the Shem Hashgacha, over Klal Yisrael, and now we're going to have an entire Mizmor detailing all this beautiful, unending, overflowing Hashgacha that Hashem has for Tzion, and that's the theme of this Mizmor according to the Malbim.